USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden says millions of Americans can't wait any longer for Congress to pass a stimulus bill to help the economy.
It's affecting everyone from farmers to students, seniors to veterans, in red states, blue states, small towns, and big cities. And that's why the Congress needs to act, and act now.
Biden taking questions on Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. The FDA intends to approve a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use Friday night. Regulators rushing to finish paperwork needed, including instructions to medical professionals on how to administer the vaccine. Former acting CDC Director Richard Besler saying getting a vaccine approved this quick was truly amazing.
Never in my lifetime, never in the history of public health has a vaccine been developed so quickly.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The state of Texas argued in a filing to the Supreme Court on Friday that the four states it is suing didn't address grave issues, instead choosing to hide behind other court venues and decisions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also saying,
we're not necessarily saying we know how they should handle their election. What we're saying is that the Constitution requires the state legislature to set the rules and laws as it relates to federal elections. It's their responsibility. We did that in Texas. Most other states did it. These states that we're suing failed to do that. They didn't follow their own state law, and therefore they didn't follow the U.S. Constitution. That matters, and it affects my voters, and it affects voters across the country.
Victims of Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff are set to get another payout. The Department of Justice saying it has recovered another $488 million that it will hand over to some of the 37,000 victims who were swindled by Madoff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, tells Fox News the pandemic is hitting many different people in many walks of life.
Yeah, you know, it's sad, Steve. I wish I could say that we think the situation is getting better, but it's really getting worse. As you said, the Feeding America network of food banks are consistently reporting, on average, a 60% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. And 4 in 10 of those people that show up at lines that you just talked about have never had to seek this kind of assistance before, and it's a really scary experience for people who want to be working and providing for their families and really struggling right now.
Fitzgerald continues.
The bad news is it is relentless. We have seen a consistent, on average, 60% increase in people seeking food assistance all across this country. It's affecting every county in the United States, including rural counties that are particularly hard hit, like those around me here in Oklahoma. The good news is there are a lot of things that people can do right now to help with this situation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.